Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, with the people of the scripture, Jews and Christians. From Muhammad's sayings. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, once while a Jew was selling something, he was offered a price that he was not pleased with. So he said, no, by him who gave Moses superiority over all human beings. Hearing him, an Ansari man got up and slapped him on the face and said, you say, by him who gave Moses superiority over all human beings, although the Prophet, Muhammad, peace be upon him, is present amongst us. The Jew went to the Prophet and said, O Abu al-Qasim, I am under the assurance and contract of security, so what right does so-and-so have to slap me? The Prophet asked the other, why have you slapped him? He told him the whole story. The Prophet became angry, till anger appeared on his face, and said, don't give superiority to any prophet amongst Allah's prophets, for when the trumpet will be blown, everyone on the earth and in the heavens will become unconscious except those whom Allah will exempt. The trumpet will be blown for the second time, and I will be the first to be resurrected to see Moses holding Allah's throne. I will not know whether the unconsciousness which Moses received on the day of Tur has been sufficient for him, or has he got up before me. And I do not say that there is anybody who is better than Yunus bin Matta. From Muhammad's life. Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, a young Jewish boy used to serve the Prophet, peace be upon him, and he became sick. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, went to visit him. He sat near his head and asked him to embrace Islam. The boy looked at his father, who was sitting there, the latter told him to obey Abu al-Qasim, and the boy embraced Islam. The Prophet, peace be upon him, came out saying, praises be to Allah who saved the boy from the hellfire. Narrated by Bukhari. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, reported, Allah's messenger, PBUH, died while his, iron, armor was mortgaged to a Jew for 30 SAS of barley. Agreed upon. Sal bin Hunayf, may Allah be pleased with him, reported. A funeral procession passed in front of the Prophet, and he stood up. When he was told that it was the coffin of a Jew, he said, is it not a soul, living being?